welcome to Global AM Perspectives, a KPMG podcast series for asset managers, fund managers, and investors around the world. In today's episode, we're looking at PropTech innovations in data and real estate, and I am delighted to be able to introduce Phil Mara, US Real Estate Funds Leader and an audit partner at KPMG in the US, to lead this discussion. Over to you, Phil.
I'd like to welcome Sander Grunwald, the KPMG Global Head of Real Estate Advisory, who's based in Amsterdam and also our PropTech leader. With Sander is Wouter Trofino, CEO and founder of Holland Contech and PropTech, and a global PropTech leader also based in Amsterdam.
Hi there.
Hey, Phil. Good to be here.
Let's start off with you, Sander. You recently released the sixth edition of KPMG's Real Estate Innovation Overview Report. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of that report?
Yeah, for sure, Phil. Yeah, indeed, it's our sixth overview of real estate innovations. A couple of years ago, we started we did an engagement for a client and we had to inspire on the innovations that were out there. And the overview we created was so interesting that it turned into a publication that we repeat on a yearly basis now. This year, we have 42 countries in the overview and over 700 of innovations. And what we try to do is to create an overview that triggers and inspires the industry to go into innovation, go out there and see what's out there to innovate the business model. What we did see is last year, almost 20 billion was invested in PropTech. It was down from the year before, but still in this COVID year, it's a significant amount of money that flows into innovation for the sector.
Wouter, I'd love to get your views around these trends. What are you seeing in the marketplace, and what do you think the most impactful trends will be going into the future?
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Yeah, I think the Internet of Things, the three you mentioned, but the Internet of Things is, of course, all kind of connections that multiple devices, sensors make within real estate. A lot of data is coming out of that. So Internet of Things will create a lot of data, but we need to create like a data platform where all the data is coming together. And there the digital twin is coming in. So digital twin can help us to really create a better understanding of all the data that is coming out of all our real estate buildings. And but also what we need to do with that. And I think that's probably the next step. First is to really understand how our buildings operate and how we can make them more energy efficient, but how we also get people to the right places, but also how good air quality is within buildings. But we have more of these kind of questions that we can bring together when we really understand how our assets are being used by our tenants. And I think that's possible. And for sure, if we see all the innovations coming up right now, so that's why I like to work together on this overview, you see a massive change. And Sander said already 20 billion is invested in real estate. 20 billion, that's a lot of money. That's not invested in real estate. That's invested in innovations in real estate. The market is changing. It's not changing fast, but the change is coming. So you really need to understand which innovations are coming your way. So really focus on Internet of Things, on this digital twins, and see what's happening there. I think that's really important for real estate professionals.
You know, Wouter, when I went through the survey and the report, what I think is that, you know, maybe 2021 was the perfect storm for real estate organizations to adopt new technologies. Obviously, COVID had a significant impact and people needed to use technology more than they had. So they had to be very fast adopters. I think you said $20 billion was invested in the digitalization of real estate companies. That's a very significant investment. You know, what are you seeing as the top trends for real estate organizations? What are they focused on right now?
Well, yeah, you see a lot of pledges being made, a lot of pledges by real estate investors, by real estate owners, and they all make pledges on sustainability because they all want to have net zero buildings. But that's for 2015. Some may say 2045, but I think when you really want to have your buildings net zero in your portfolio, you should start acting right now, because if you don't act right now, you will not be there in 2050. So those pledges are amazing, but now now we need to come into action. And I think 2021 made for us some changes, especially in Europe. In Europe, we have a new Green Deal with all kind of regulations. On the 14th of July, it was announced. And those regulations really made also tenants to have also a different kind of view on what kind of real estate they are renting and what kind of real estate they are in. And because they also made all kind of climate pledges, and they realized that their buildings have a huge impact for that. So their demand on sustainability is really high. So I think that's one trend, the tenant. They really want to have a healthier and better workplace and also a net zero workplace. And then I think trend number two is OPEC costs. They will drop enormously the upcoming years because of all those insights we get from all those sensors and Internet of Things and a digital thing that is coming, bringing it together. The operational costs will drop immensely, enormously. So that will be also a massive change that will be we will see the upcoming months. And then, of course, the value of buildings. Real estate is about money. It's only about money, money, money. Well, okay, location, location, location. And then it's about money, money, money. But if we make the value of our buildings way better, and because they are way smarter and healthier and people want to be in there, but we can also create more value because we know how the building is being used, and we can create extra value. And with that extra value, we can create a lot of value for investors as well. So I think those are key elements of change, and that is actually coming all together right now in 2021. So I think this is a perfect storm to embrace technology and embrace the future of real estate.
Wouter, thanks. I think that was very interesting. Sander, let me come to you. We're quickly approaching 2022. What do you think is coming next, and what should real estate organizations be thinking about to get ahead of the curve?
My first response would be, what do organizations need to do, and what do prop techs need to do to find each other and to get the chemistry wide, to get the value and the puzzle done? And there are a lot of great innovations out there in the market. Look into the overview. It's a long list. I also truly believe that the sector is willing to look into it. But what we often see is that it's not always the match for heaven, the match that you want to have to really create the value. And it starts, if you ask me, with culture within the real estate sector and the investors within the sector, to getting a mindset of innovation, of experimenting, an agile process to just give it a try based on your digital or innovation strategy, experiment with innovations, with prop techs out of the booklet. So don't invent the wheel every time over and over, but partner with innovations. And for the prop techs, when developing your product, look into the real demands from the industry, as Wouter just mentioned, the key trends. Keep talking to the industry and co-develop your products. And if those two come together, Phil, I believe in this perfect storm that Wouter described just perfectly, that 2022 can be the year of where the difference is being made, where the industry is really finding the acceleration in innovation, because, as mentioned, tenants demand for it, investors have to deliver on the ESG promise that has been made over the last years, and now they really have to deliver, and they need innovation to make it happen, because otherwise, I'm afraid, they can't deliver the promise. There is a lot of challenge if you, for example, look at retail and leisure that was already started, but due to COVID, it's accelerated. Those business models are under pressure. You need to be innovative to keep your business model alive. So I think 2022 is going to be the year of truth, and I truly believe that they can make it work.
Wander, that's great. Wardo, I'd love to get your thoughts around 2022. What do you believe is going to be the next big thing coming towards real estate innovation?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think it is already happening. So 2022, let's look back a little bit into the COVID year. In the Netherlands, we have a real estate developer. I won't mention the name, but they are well known in the whole world for their smart and healthy buildings. And they just announced their revenue of last 2020, and it was the best year ever. And why was that the best year ever? Well, I think it was because they start focusing 5 years ago on data. So not anymore on location, but also on data. How can we create value with all kind of data that we can create within buildings? And how can we create with that building a smarter and a healthier building for our for tenants, but also for our investors that really want to have those buildings in their portfolios? And that mind shift that they started, well, maybe 5 or 10 years ago already, is now paying off. And it paid off the most in COVID year. And that's incredible. So you see that real estate companies, when they really start to embrace that change, they can create way more value than they did ever before. Even when there is a pandemic and when real estate is maybe a little bit more tricky. So I would encourage, 2022, it will also be about smart and healthy buildings. And if you focus on that and you add technology to that and you really can create way more value on those parts, you will be the winner of 2022 and you will be the Tesla of real estate. And everybody wants to be the Tesla of real estate.
We'll take those words. I absolutely agree that data will drive better decision making, and it needs to be not just looking internal at the organization at costs, but how you manage customer relationships and manage your stakeholders, including your investors. He who gets the best data, analyzes it better, will make better decisions and therefore win the race. Sander, I'd like to come back to you on one thing. You mentioned that we have an interactive database available with all of this information. Can you just spend a couple of seconds on what people can do to get the inspiration? And in my words here, I believe it's the art of the possible that you can do in real estate innovation. And that's what I really love about the database.
If you use the link that is provided with this podcast, it directs you to the KPMG website, and there you can find the Real Estate Innovations Overview 2021, and you can download it there. That's one. And of course, we strongly recommend to do that. But also, there is an interactive dashboard on the website where you can play around with the data and can see, actually slice and dice the data per geography, per fields of play, per value chain element, and it gives you really good insight and understanding of the innovations that are out there. And maybe, Phil, one final comment from my side, because I can imagine if you're a real estate investor, or if you are having a larger portfolio of real estate, can also be as owner occupier, and you hear this podcast, you might think like, oh gee, how am I going to navigate through this innovation landscape? And I have one recommendation. Don't make it too big at the start. Experiment in small steps. Look at your strategy, see where your pain points are, and just experiment and make it small steps, if that fits your culture. Other companies might think, well, if I do this, I have to do it rigorously, and then you make a big step, but always stick to your strategy. Stick to what fits your company, and it can be small steps, can be large steps, but just try, give it a try. You will benefit from the process.
Sander, I wholeheartedly agree. I think with any type of large investment, people want to see return on investment. So if you're able to get some quick wins in the innovation, I think that will help with building momentum and being able to generate larger and larger projects. Gentlemen, thank you for your insightful commentary. I'm excited to see how real estate prop tech will evolve for real estate organizations over the next few years. I hope our innovation overview report and our interactive database give our listeners and their organizations inspiration as to the art of the possible for real estate innovation opportunities in the future.
Phil, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for leading today's discussion. It's been fascinating to hear from you, Sander, and Wouter. Thanks to all of you for taking the time to join us on the podcast. To let us know what you think about this episode, or if you have any ideas for future episodes, please email us at assetmanagement@kpmg.com. And remember, you can find our latest publications, articles, and other material at kpmg.com/assetmanagement. Join us again next time as we'll continue to explore other top-of-mind issues within the asset management, real estate, and private equity industries. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening.